their morning playtime hour, for whispering lads sneak up the tower. While the abbot, believing all is well, is chanting heaven out of hell. It's such a small thing for boys who are bored to split the vault open with frantic discord, edging towards the sleeping bells with four sharp yanks, the thunder swells. Their violence insults God and Christ in splintering and imperfect skies, questioning both the holy hours and the church's earthly path. With each new tug, the chaos spreads and chases order from their heads. Such loathsome noise intoxicates until, misruled, the great bell breaks. Down to earth and filled with fright, Etheric begs the monks to set things right, but the fussying abbot spares the rod and leaves the punishment to God. His honest words will resonate well beyond the abbey's gate. Spend what you have riven, then by the Lord are you forgiven. And grown recast by inventing gains, Etheric's disease proves hard to explain. Fashioned bishop in that echoing forge, he now beats plows for a usurping lord. Yet with blinded thoughts he wonders still how he can do the abbot's will. With tender feet he stands on sand and contemplates this broken land. The sharp edge of the height walk downs, disgruntled men keep a watch out for thieves, while their Danish lord screams in his sleep, dreaming of flints and a falling tree. Is he even aware of Etheric's man, easing weevils into the watcher's ears, feeding upon spoken fears with whispers of foreigners polluting the land, and earthquakes that will rock this place? For God is unsettled and averting his face. These made-whole mutterings, worms so deep that even when the hagstone's magic fails, and cursing the rat king that now falls their grain, the bird struggles hard to unknit his tails. This strange has no master, and we are no slaves, but he blinkers our senses and steals our wits. Our bellies go hungry, he gorges on us. Why treasure the louse that increases our itch? Let's drown him at daybreak in the filth that fills the fen. Not knife him while he's sleeping, for we are true-born men. Shocked by the watcher's judgment of his worth, the foreigner lies still on the ever-shifting earth. If men are not for buying, their lives can still be sold. So come first light, he steals away and exchanges land for gold. Bishop Etharic buys cheaply, the abbey is repaid with rents from willing tenants and the cleric's silent praise. God shakes this middle world to test our footing sound, and if our churches stumble, we rebuild on improved ground and ram down new foundations in the trembling dust. For stones will roll and kingdoms fall and broken weapons rust. And broken weapons rust. There is always one straggler lagging behind. Edging 90, Peckham Peggy watches the army recruits, pounding the mud and cowslips on the far rise. How they all survive is a glorious joke. With her terrier yapping at her heels, her stick and her ulcerating leg, she comes out twice a day to walk to the 150-yard mark that's hidden in the turf, and laugh with the distant woodpecker. Beyond the odd walnut shell littering the baked path, the heath bells and the blue butterflies of the two hills. Peggy reaches the woods and shaded bench where she rests her sticks and is welcomed by crows. It's all downhill to the car park from here, past the rugby pitch where thirsty parents pick at food from paper plates for getting work. And children's kites safely tie the sky in place. Young men steam out of autumn-changing rooms, and Peggy's eyes glint. Why no windows, not even high ones? The men cannot reply. I said I'd get a ladder to get a good look inside. A bench has burned away in unthinking fire. As leaves fall, balls are hurled and charcoal tucks her back to doodle bugs. And a tighter circled earth where black-edged snapshots still glow white. In the snow, the rabbit's Morse code captures a child's wonder, while Peggy cups sparks in her hand, drags on her frozen fag. And buries her pain with a spluttering chuckle at the child who is building a new man from the snow. A string on the clubhouse rattles as the breeze begins to swell, and sets the flagpole ringing like a very muffled bell. From a place where thunderstones and walnuts conceal the different ways, a past made up of splinters seeds a present that can flame. A past made up of splinters seeds a present that can flame.